Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. And now, the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney. Although heart disease kills many more women, breast cancer inspires more anxiety and can involve traumatic treatments and a longer-term struggle. Previous studies have found omega-3 fatty acids from fish and fish oil affect tumor growth in animals and cells and link lower breast cancer risk to a higher intake of fish or fish oil. According to a recent study, omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil appear to suppress activation of a pro-inflammatory gene switch called NFKB. NFKB has been found to play important roles in all stages of breast cancer development, from initiation to promotion. Evidence has been found that suggests omega-3 fatty acids may help prevent the most common types of breast cancer. However, the omega-3s did not exert a suppressive effect on the most aggressive type of breast cancer. Clinical studies are continuing on this topic. And for our next story, we ask, would you like some water with your sugar? As summer approaches, we all need to make sure to stay hydrated. Beware when you're reaching for your next beverage, though. Many alleged healthy drinks are packed with a surprising amount of sugar and other additives. An example of this is Snapple's Agave Melon Antioxidant Water. The name alone implies that this is not exactly natural, but it's shocking that one 20-ounce bottle of this so-called water has a sugar equivalent to two Good Humor Chocolate Eclair bars. Next time you buy a bottle of water, check the ingredients. You want two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen, and very little else. One of the worst kid drinks is Tropicana's Tropical Fruit Fury Twister. A 20-ounce bottle of this bright red drink has a sugar equivalent of two 7-ounce canisters of Ready Whip. The Twister drinks are far from fruit juice, with 10% juice and 90% sugar, laced with a glut of artificial flavors and coloring. If you look closely at what is actually in most drinks, you'll find that these are not the exception. If you care about your health, stick with plain, filtered water. And when I come back, a little something sweet that might deter diabetes, and are you one of the many suffering from outdoor deprivation disorder?
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Douglas Stockell at 310-985-1515. Now back to the news.
Diabetes may be the biggest threat to collective health over the next few decades, with rates rising at an alarming pace. The main problem is the repeated spikes in blood sugar levels caused by excessive intakes of sugars and starches from sodas, sweets, and white flour breads and pastries. These spikes increase the risk of developing prediabetes and diabetes. Conversely, blunting of blood sugar spikes is believed to reduce the risk of developing diabetes. Recent studies from Greece and the UK suggest that polyphenols in apples and berries may help blunt blood sugar rises caused by other foods in a meal by blocking the transport of glucose. How much of these fruits you should have with your meal, of course, is best determined by knowing your metabolic type. And now a look at outdoor deprivation disorder. People are suffering from an acute case of outdoor deprivation disorder, and the effects on physical and mental health are rising fast. Children aged 8 to 18 today spend more time than ever using electronic media indoors, and less time in outdoor unstructured activity. The resulting lack of physical activity and a growing disconnect with nature have been linked to obesity and obesity-related diseases in children and adults, including high blood pressure, heart disease, liver disease, as well as osteoporosis, stress, depression, and attention deficit disorder. Dr. Daphne Miller, a family physician affiliated with the University of California, San Francisco, calls them diseases of indoor living. The good news is that there's a simple remedy. Get outside and start moving around in green spaces. As well as being easy, it is free. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.